Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, to fight the pandemic, some of our normal rights and freedoms have been curtailed. But when this is over, we will get those freedoms back. But that's not the case everywhere. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has spoken about a pandemic of human rights abuses using COVID as cover. Annie Kelly is editor of the Guardian's Rights and Freedom Project, and she joins us now on News Talk. Annie, good afternoon to you.
Hello, good afternoon.
Could you give us some examples then of how COVID is being used to further shrink people's human rights?
Yes, yeah, so as you said, we had the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres writing in The Guardian earlier this week about what he sees as this pandemic of human rights abuses that's followed the COVID pandemic. His point is that this started off as a public health emergency and has now morphed into a human rights crisis as the ripple effects of the virus continue to kind of wreak devastation on the world's most vulnerable communities. And one of the most, I think, kind of, if you look at the data, I think it's quite startling how many countries across the world have used COVID-19 as a kind of cover to impose some really restrictive and repressive measures on civilian populations. Some analysis by Human Rights Watch that was done a few weeks ago showed that there are 83 countries in total that have used COVID-19 to attack free speech. We've got 51 countries around the world that have used COVID to pass emergency laws that allow them to detain and prosecute critics of the government. 12 countries have blocked the media from reporting on the pandemic. We have 17,000 people who've been arrested and detained in China for what the authorities say is spreading misinformation about COVID. In Algeria, all street protests have been banned. And also you've seen a rise in really startling levels of things like gender-based violence against women, which are crimes that are being kind of either ignored by the authorities or are happening under the cover of COVID lockdowns and not investigated. A really shocking figure, 1,423 women in Peru have simply gone missing in 2020.
Crikey.
So, you know, he does, you know, there is this really bleak data out there that does show that the pandemic, you know, isn't just a public health emergency, that this has really, you know, pushed the world to the brink of a kind of human rights catastrophe as well.
Yeah, and I suppose whenever there's hard times or relatively hard times, it always hits the poor and more vulnerable
yes.
the hardest. And so the poverty levels, I mean, as in global poverty levels, have gone up this year.
They have. The latest data on this that came out just a few weeks ago show that there are now 124 million people living in extreme poverty, and that's classed as people living on £1.30 or below a day. And workers collectively lost $3.7 trillion in earnings during the pandemic. You know, that we are seeing a return of extreme poverty levels that we haven't seen for two decades. So, you know, and as I said, we're only really at the beginning of this. You know, the economic impact of this is only just starting. So there's some really, really concerning signs that, you know, that this is going to be an absolutely devastating for generations to come.
Yeah, and I suppose one of these other aspects of it that might necessarily occur to people is there's such a global demand for PPE equipment that in certain parts of the world, this is being produced by something that's close to slave labour.
Yeah, that we've done some reporting on this. Others have too. If you think about how quickly these PPE supply chains had to be put in place following the pandemic, it really bypassed a lot of the normal checks and balances that would be in place to try and ensure that exploited and slave labour was not, you know, within or lurking at the bottom of those supply chains. Already in Malaysia, there's been some really worrying signs, like some of the really big surgical glove companies have been linked to terrible exploitation in the factories making rubber gloves that are used here in the UK and across the world. We actually did a 5-month investigation, which actually exposed that there were factories in China using North Korean slave labour that were producing PPE overalls that were then being sent to the UK and used in hospitals. So, you know, those those kind of extreme forms of exploitation have been found in these PPE supply chains that have been put in place very quickly under these emergency COVID legislations. The government here in the UK and also in parts of Ireland have basically put in place measures that will bypass any of those usual kind of steps that they have to intake to ensure that PPE is coming here with all the usual kind of, you know, measures to ensure that slave labour isn't part of that.
And while this is all going on and we're all worried about when we're going to get vaccines, etc., there are still huge swathes of the planet where they've got no vaccine at all.
No, and actually, you know, Guterres, again, the Secretary General, you know, called the failure to ensure equity in vaccination efforts the latest moral outrage to come out of the pandemic. You've got more than three quarters of 128 million vaccine jabs administered in only 10 countries. Not one single dose has been given out in 130 countries, which is a combined population of 2.5 million people that have zero access to the virus. And I think the point that he was making there was that, you know, this is a really grave error because it's in those unvaccinated populations that you're going to see new variants emerge. When you have those kind of vaccine deserts, that's what's going to put the rest of the world at risk as well. You know, we are really all in this together. Mm. If you have vast swathes of the poorest people who go without vaccines, that's going to have an impact on, you know, us sitting in our rich countries with our vaccine stockpiles as well.
Yeah. How do you rate Guterres? He seems to be more outspoken than his predecessor.
I think he's been incredibly outspoken on human rights, more than I think any other Secretary General in recent decades. He came out really strongly on human rights last year. At the beginning of this pandemic, warning that this was going to happen. He's also been incredibly outspoken on the impact of the pandemic on climate change efforts, on the vaccine. I mean, I think there are concerns in the human rights world that rhetoric will perhaps not translate into actual action. You know, that it's all very well to be talking in these terms, but actually the UN has got a role in ensuring that action is then taken to try and prevent or mitigate some of these human rights abuses from occurring. So I think the language is all there, but I think there is some concern that, you know, that's not being backed up by action.
Yes, indeed. Well, you know, I suppose he can only do what he can do. And there are many other players who would be inert in relation to these things.
I personally really applaud. I think he's been amazing in the way that he's spoken on this and how clear he's been. And I think he's been very brave in going out, making some very specific examples, which, you know, you don't get the UN Secretary General making that much of this. He's, you know, the world's biggest diplomat, isn't he? So yes. I applaud him for what he's been saying on this, because, you know, having, you know, being a human rights reporter at The Guardian for nearly a decade now, you know, I'm really alarmed by what we're seeing happening now.
Annie, thanks so much for speaking with us today. That was Annie Kelly there. She's editor of The Guardian's Rights and Freedom Project.
Moncrief on News Talk.